We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Eagles Sports Network from Learfield, this is the EWU Football Coaches Show, presented by Northern Quest Resort and Casino. Now, here are your hosts, Larry Weir and Paul Sorensen.
Well, hello, everybody. Actually, Larry Weir's on a plane, probably eating peanuts and drinking water. He's heading back to Syracuse for a big basketball game coming up here. But I'm Paul Sorensen filling in for Larry, and you'll be able to hear him tomorrow on the Eastern Washington basketball game. First game of the year as they take on Syracuse, pregame at 3:30, tip-off at 4:05 on 700 ESPN, 105.3 FM. But we're here with some special guys today. We're going to talk to Matt Meyer, the outstanding senior offensive lineman. Also, Dalen Ledbetter, the junior. He's a goofball. We'll get him up here as well, the fine D lineman. He's got the cool hair and a dad that played at Washington State University many years ago, and, of course, the star of the show would be Aaron Best, who's the head coach here, and I'm Paul Sorensen filling in for him. Of course, we're at the M&D, which is the movie and dinner location at Northern Quest Resort Casino, where they have the Eagles coaches show. Let's talk a little bit about the stats, FCS Top 25. There was some movement this past week, a lot of upsets taking place. North Dakota State, no surprise, they have won 15 straight games. They're 9-0 on the season. They're still number one. Kennesaw State comes in at number two. Weber State moved up a spot. They were four last week. They're now number three after beating Sac State 26-14 at home. Davis, Eastern Washington's opponent. We're going to talk a lot about those guys today. They're a pretty good football team as well. They're undefeated in Big Sky play right now at 6-0, 8-1 on the season. They beat NAU at home 42-21. Of course, our Eagles went down and I wouldn't say beat, I'd say pummeled Northern Colorado, 48-13, and it wasn't even that close. South Dakota State comes in at 6, Elon is 7, Jacksonville State 8, James Madison 9, Colgate's 10, and for the first time in the season and the first time since 2015, Idaho State gets ranked. They're 24th in the poll, and got to give them a lot of credit. They beat Portland State in a shootout, 48-45, and four teams in the Big Sky Conference, coach, that are ranked. Kind of an interesting stat. I looked this thing up because it's always fun to elevate the coach so he doesn't make me go out and get him a iced tea in the middle of the break. But this is the 12th straight season Eastern Washington University will finish 5-3 or better in the Big Sky. It's the 12th straight winning season, 21st of the last 23, working on their 10th Big Sky Conference title, 13th appearance in the FCS playoff. A little bit of work left, but those are some pretty darn good things and definitely leaving no doubt. But, coach, Aaron Best is joining us now, and I'll tell you right now, that was one heck of a ball game on Saturday. And it the last couple trips that the Eagles have made, we went to Montana State. You had some fun episodes with a bus or two. Well, this time we had another little kind of travel snafu, and it wasn't anything that kind of set the team back. Why don't you tell our fans here and our listeners kind of what happened to set the stage for the game on Saturday?
Well, we took off later than anticipated. And whenever we go on the road, whether it's on four wheels or it's on a set of wings, we always tend to get a curveball or two when it's a full count, bases loaded, bottom of the ninth, and two outs. And so we saw adversity coming, and we embraced the adversity. And a lot of times, Paul, we're better when we do get adversity. So we almost in the locker room and as coaches almost kind of laugh and smile about it, like, what's next? We're ready for the next one. So that gives us a lot of opportunities in games. When you're outside of games and things happen, it allows us in games to make adjustments right away as players, knowing that we thought we were going to get this, we ended up getting this, and we're still successful regardless. And so handled it well. Mark Anderson, our director of football operations, did a fantastic job. That's an understatement as far as what he did and kind of recalculate the entire trip. And our guys traveled business-like, professional. And the most impressive thing was our 3 hours of work from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock their time on Saturday.
In fact, you could also throw in there the trip coming back from Northern Arizona, where we were so nice that we hosted another team that was playing UNLV to all the sandwiches at 2 o'clock in the morning. So there's really been three episodes this year on the road, and yet that didn't, you know, knock your skis out from underneath you. 48-13, and I really thought Eastern Washington came in and, again, got off to another great start. 2 weeks ago, had a great start against Idaho, had them shut out. I think it was 31-0 at halftime this week. You got out to a great start, beating them in the first half up 20-0, and it really, everything was clicking. I thought special teams were outstanding. Defense, we're going to talk about them because they've been great. And then, of course, the offense behind Eric Berrier, and he just keeps getting better and better, you know, each and every game. But you have to be pleased, along with your staff, at the focus and the intensity and the way the Eagles came out and played.
Well, yeah, and not only the staff of those 27 seniors as well, you know, and it's nice to have 11 coaches on the sidelines, but it's also nice to have 27, assistants under them being seniors to be able to direct traffic. So when you're traveling with 60 players and 11 coaches, you're talking about 71 total people, and 38 of those are kind of old people, if you will, that have experienced a ton more than the young guys. That certainly helps. So a lot of credit goes to those seniors, but coaches have done a marvelous job thus far in the season, preparing each week, reaching back to look at some things that we've done before that we've been successful at, but also kind of re-engaging the guys with some wrinkles and some different things to continue to get better at the things we're already good at, but continue to get better at the things that we're not as good at or haven't been as efficient in. And, it starts with third downs on both sides of the ball. You're talking turnovers in the mix as far as being on the plus side of things. And then the red zone is the last one we talk about every week. And so it's not a secret for success. When you're successful in those three arenas, week in and week out, you give yourself a chance, especially when you go on the road in this gauntlet of a conference.
Very balanced, 292 rushing yards, which is really good because that's a pretty good front seven that you did that against, and 270 passing yards. Had the one interception, put the ball down on the ground a couple times, but was able to recover those. So really did not turn the football over other than that one pick. But overall, a very good balance. You guys were able to run the ball, I thought, very effectively, and there was a lot of different guys that contributed.
We did. You know, in the pass game, I think Dave had us down for 10 people catching balls from Eric on the day. You know, the winds were, you know, consistent between 20 and 40 miles an hour the entire day. So when you look at 270, you might think, well, that's kind of a low number. Well, the efficiency was pretty good. I think we were on the day 26-38 overall. We challenged, went downfield a few times, but not a ton, just based on the environment and kind of what they gave us underneath. And then when you have a running game to boot, things open up when you get a chance. And so we were efficient the way we managed the game. Coach Reeder did a fabulous job calling the game, and the players, again, executed almost to a T what the game plan was going to be.
Did the Cheney wind follow the Eagles down there to Greeley? Because it was a typhoon and almost blew my toupee off to Denver. So, I mean, it was blowing pretty hard and kind of nasty out there. And it was kind of changing. It would go into your face and then to the side. And that makes it difficult. You talked about it in film about maybe shortening up some routes, not letting the wind influence some of the passes. And to have those circumstances where you're still that accurate under kind of adverse weather conditions has to feel pretty good. Does it change how you guys call a game because of the weather?
Well, I mean, I think you've got to be aware of it, going in. And so we're tracking weather, whether it's in Cheney. We know it's always going to blow on Saturdays in Cheney in the fall. But we tracked it a week and a half ago. There was no wind. It was going to be 60 and beautiful. And then all of a sudden, as we got closer to game time, we're tracking the wind. And not just offensively, I might argue with you a little bit more that in the special teams arena, when you're talking about kicking into the wind and it's that violent of a wind, some of those balls were hitting at the 35-yard line, which on a normal day, they're hitting at the 5 or the goal line. So everything is kind of sped up. Everything's kind of moved up. Everything's kind of different. And that is really hard to practice during the week when you don't get those same environmental changes as you do on Saturday. And so our guys did a good job adjusting. It's not always going to be perfect for the second week in a row. The first return kickoff went out inside the 10-yard line. Things happen kind of. Weird, but we overcame those deficiencies, and that's what this game's all about.
Well, that's 2 weeks in a row because against Idaho, it doinked off the guy's helmet, went out of bounds, which is kind of interesting. And let's talk a little bit about Rodan Alcabendis. He was perfect for extra points, 2 for 2, on field goals. He and one other kicker in the United States are the only guys left that are perfect on the season. He's 12 for 12. He needs one more official punt, and he will lead the nation in punting at, I think, 49 yards a kick, which is incredible. Thinking of what he's doing, not only punting the football, kicking off, doing all those different things, but doing it at such an incredible level. And he's a sixth-year guy. You got him back, this year. How impressive has that been for you?
It's just been fun to see what he's come from and gone through to get to this point. And I don't think any of us, in the coaching offices thought he would be doing both, and certainly wasn't doing both at this high of a level. We knew he was a good player, but boy, you talk about quality. And I think the one word that sticks out in every kick that he has is confidence. I mean, it just sounds like a kick. He's confident with himself, not only physically, but also mentally. And no matter if it's home, away, right hash, left hash, grass, artificial surface, it doesn't matter. He's striking the ball effectively, and I think it starts with his confidence level. Whether he's a six-year guy or not, I just think the mental aspect of this game is so overlooked because everybody's gifted physically. I think the thing that sets him apart is the mental aspect, and his confidence level is at an all-time high.
Your snapper, your holder, your kicker, your blockers, all of those have come into play, and the only one I think he's missed was blocked, if I remember correctly, but I think he may have kicked the center in the tuchus when he was a little low, I guess is what I was saying.
We're all human at some point.
Exactly. But, I mean, you have to feel good about, you talk about special teams coach Heath Pulver and what he's done. And you limited, a Northern Colorado special teams. I mean, they were rudimentary. They were not, having an unbelievable day. It's just you just locked everything down, from top to bottom. And I love seeing all three phases of the game being as successful as they are. Now I'd like to flip the switch a little bit and talk a little bit about the defense. And I think I found a stat that I think has just been incredible. And it says basically the defense, if I can find it, they had 6 sacks, 5 passes broken up, 3 interceptions. Delando Tucker, of course, had 2 picks. He's got 3 in the season, leading the Eagles, 6 in his career. And you pointed out in film, I didn't even see this until you watched the film. He was guarding one guy. He read the quarterback's eyes and then slid underneath another receiver that was running a crossing route on his first interception. And the second pick he had, it looked like he was juggling. I mean, he caught it about 2 or 3 times, and the fact that he caught it was great, and then still made an excellent return. And Deontay Hayes had his first interception as well. So from the back end, and that leads into everything, what are they doing up front in terms of rushing the quarterback, the sacks, the tackle for losses, the pressure on the quarterback maybe to get rid of the football before they're ready, but then your back end is doing an outstanding job. You've got to talk a little bit about this defense.
Total defensive effort. And when you talk about, those 6 sacks, you're talking about – not only defensive linemen, you're talking about linebackers, you're talking about corners getting into the act of sacking the quarterback. And, you know, first starts of the scheme put in as far as what we see, what we can take advantage of. But then at the end of the day, it's the players that run the scheme on Saturday when it's called. And when you talk about interceptions, it's not always just the back end people making those plays. It's guys in the front end that are disrupting the quarterback's timing. Maybe at linebacker on a pressure, we're getting in his face. We're getting him off his post a little bit, getting him to move where he doesn't want to move. And timing's everything in the passing game. And so it all starts with protection. So if we can break down a protection, we can get home with our front four, that's awesome. If not, we're going to bring a fifth, possibly a sixth. And Coach Schmitty can really rely on those DBs, knowing he's got a recipe to get quarterbacks to see things maybe differently than what they anticipated post-snap, and it all starts up front. Whether it's on the offensive side with the offensive line or defense with the defensive line, the better you play with your hand down, the better the guys around you are going to be for it. And so, you know, guys like Dylan Ledbetter, who's in attendance tonight, JT Tuli, James Townsend, Nick Forstell, Darnell Hogan, Jonah Jordan, Keith Moore, had his first sack of his career this last week. You know, guys over and over, Keenan Williams is a guy that's been, you know, got Mitchell Johnson is a guy. That, I mean, you talk about all those guys, and that was the one thing out of spring we talked about. A lot of people said, what are you going to need to take the next step forward as a defense? And I said, someone other than Keenan Williams to get home to the quarterback. Guys are capable of doing it, but the challenge of them doing it and actually seeing it over and over and over is awesome. When you get D tackles that can create havoc and also get home and get sacks, that makes the other nine guys around you better. We're playing a pretty good team defense at this point, nine games in.
16 points a game, that's never happened in Big Sky Conference play in terms of the amount of points that this Eagle defense is giving up. You have to go back to 1981 when I think the Eagle defense gave up like 7.8 or 8 points a game, which is the best ever, to even come close to comparing, and it's not in conference play. So this is a defense that's really been unprecedented in terms of what they've been able to do, and they really shut, you know, this Northern Colorado team down. Now, speaking along those lines, we've talked about some good stuff. I had a couple of guys text me and wanted to ask the question, why in the heck are you going for it on fourth and two on the 48, which I love fans for, the passion that's fanatic. That's the short part for fans. You didn't get it. You know, they had just gone on a 75-yard drive and scored. And I think there's three phases. We talked about this, you know, in the pregame. As a defensive guy, I want to kick the football away and make them go length of the field. And if they do that, shame on us. As an offensive guy, I think you want to be in a position where we're going to get the first down and just control this thing and punish these guys. Is there a third factor in that you could look into, you know, from the coaching staff standpoint?
Well, I think you hit on it. Sometimes it's gut feeling. Sometimes it's just flat out trust with your offensive unit and your defensive unit if and when you don't get it. We're going to be calculated in our methods as far as when we go for it and what plays we call when we do. There's two ways to look at it. You trust your defense enough to punt it and make them go the field, or you trust your defense enough if you don't get it to put up the curtain wall right there and say, no, we're going to get a three and out or a four and out or a six and out and make you punt and then get the ball back for the offense. But you definitely don't want to go into situations unprepared, which we're not. But everybody's always got opinion. That's a beautiful thing about sports. You know, there could be people say, why didn't you run it here? Why didn't you throw it here? And last time I checked, you have four downs, so you have four opportunities to make calls. And in that situation, you know, we were calculated with how we go about it. Not everybody's happy, you know, with us, whether it be the staff wanting to go for it or fans not wanting to go for it, or, you know, so you can't make everyone happy. But it is a preparation factor going on throughout the week, but it also during the course of a game, getting a feel for certain things. You know, when there's a certain call that we know is going to work or very confident is going to work, I'm probably going to be more apt during the week to say, okay, if this situation comes up, let's roll this play out. Or if the defense, you know, Jeff Schmitty gets on the phone and says, punt the ball, you know, we're going to play D, we'll get the ball right back, I may be swayed that way too. So I take all input into consideration, but sometimes it's purely gut feeling and just a trust of your troops that they're going to get get it done. And if the offense doesn't, the defense will. That's what a good team does.
And you've done that before. You did that last year at Montana State, and you did again this year against that. So, you know, from a gut feeling standpoint, then are you going to throw any of your coaches under the bus for ear-holing one of the officials on the sideline and getting a 15-yard sideline warning?
I'll just throw myself under the bus. I'll just roll real slowly. I'll take that.
Was that when you were jumping up and down after the interception? What happened on that? That was funny. I was laughing. I was trying to figure out what happened.
It's one of those deals, Paul, where I want to be extension of the players. I challenge the coaches to be extension of the players. Everybody's got their own personality. I get excited. I get excited for the players. I love seeing players smile. Players smile when they make plays, when they believe in the system, and when they execute what's asked of them. And then that's the consummate team, whether it's OD or special teams. And so I have no problem with in those situations, because our sidelines are getting giddy about interceptions, running into officials, I will accept those penalties because those are the good emotion penalties. Those are celebratory penalties the right way with your team. It just so happens that we got too giddy, but I always wink at the players and let them know that I get it. In this case, I get it. You know, holding is different than a celebratory when 60 guys on the sidelines are pumped for a Dehonte Hayes first interception of his career.
I would take a 15-yard penalty to run into official any day. Trust me.
I didn't say that.
I would.
Paul,
I would do
I
it.
I didn't say that.
That would be fun. I would enjoy that immensely. But now we get to talk to a couple players, Coach. So we have Matt Meyer, the senior, the offensive lineman, that fine young man over there who inhaled his food. Get a chance to talk to him, or Dalen Ledbetter, the junior. You get to pick. Who would like to go? Who do you think should go first?
You know, older's always wiser, as I once was told. So Matt Meyer is going to be first up, and then we'll go Dalen on deck.
Fair enough. Great job, Coach. Congratulations on the win. 48-13. Eastern goes to 5-1 in Big Sky Conference play. Three-way tie along with Idaho State and I'm trying to remember. Oh, Weber State, those goofy guys. I don't like those guys. And then, of course, that little team against Davis that's undefeated, they're coming to Cheney. We'll talk about that down the road as well. You're listening to the Coaches Show here. This is the Eastern Washington Football Coaches Show live from M&D at Northern Quest Resort and Casino on the Eagle Sport Network live from Learfield.
Coors Light, established in 1978 and born in the Rockies, where the only thing more refreshing than your current adventure is what's next. It's why Coors Light is lagered cold for a lighter, crisper taste. Filtered cold to ensure brilliance, clarity, and brightness. And packaged cold for peak refreshment. Because those who thirst for more deserve nothing less than the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Light. 2018 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
For November at Northern Quest, we're giving away a $57,000 No, I'm not being crude. We're just making the prize a mystery. The only way to solve it is to play our Quest for Clues giveaway. You could win up to $5,000 in cash every Monday in November. Plus a shot at that beautiful new So come get one free entry daily and play for even more. Details at northernquest.com.
It's not just working together. Numerica is about bringing people together.
Seems every time I hear about a community event, Numerica's right there, making it happen.
When we came to Numerica, our credit was a disaster. They got us in our first vehicle. We even have business accounts with them now.
I was using payday loans just to get by. They helped me budget. Now I'm debt-free.
They're the first people we call whenever we need assistance.
Flexible loans, easy mobile banking, interest-earning SQL checking. Find everything you need to live well at numericacu.com.
If you use natural gas, you recognize its blue flame. But natural gas is actually invisible and odorless. That's why Avista adds a rotten egg scent, in case there's ever a leak. If you smell natural gas at home, get outside fast. Don't flip switches or do anything to cause a spark. Go somewhere safe. Call 911. Then Avista. We'll take care of the problem and tell you when it's okay to return. Till then, it's a good excuse to visit the neighbors. Avista. We just want you to be safe.
Hey, Eagle fans, we hope you're enjoying the game today. The Cheney Light Department has been a proud sponsor of the Eastern Eagles for many years. The Cheney Light Department has been your hometown expert on energy conservation and services since 1931. They offer a variety of rebates for your conservation projects and will assist you with energy savings. So when you're planning that next remodel or new building, be sure to call the Cheney Light Department at 498-9230 before you begin so they can help you in planning for energy savings. Go Eagles!
Inland Imaging's team of more than 70 subspecialized radiologists is the largest group of its kind in our region. Every day, and for every patient, they leverage their expertise to deliver the detailed and potentially life-saving answers that patients and their physicians need to guide their care. So when you need medical imaging, choose the Inland Imaging Advantage for answers you can trust and care you can count on.
Well, welcome back to the MND here. This is Eastern Washington University Coaches Show, and it's our honor to have fifth-year senior Matt Meyer, the young man's out of Linden in Bellingham. He made kind of an interesting little trip. He decided to go a little bit farther south initially coming out of high school and ended up going to Washington State University, and that didn't work out so well. And what was the thing when you were looking around, to make the move, to leave WSU, what was the thing that attracted you to Eastern Washington University?
Just the fact that I've always had a good relationship with Coach Best. I mean, my high school had been going to the Eastern team camp since I don't even know when, but I started going there. I actually went my freshman year of high school, like going into my freshman year, and then I kept going every year after that, and we just kind of built a relationship with Coach Best and kept it going from there.
Did that help, Matt? You know, when you get to come on campus and, you know, in the summer it's fun because you're running around with your teammates and you're competing against high school guys. And, you know, I don't know if you're as big and strong as you were, you know, freshman, sophomore. I was a little smurf. I got shoved in a lot of lockers, you know, when I was a freshman or sophomore. We kind of a late bloomer. Were you a guy that was always kind of bigger and stronger than everybody else growing up?
Not actually. I mean, we go all the way back to eighth grade. I was only like 5'6", maybe 225 pounds.
5'6", 225?
Yeah, I was a little fat kid.
Did you have a beard back then too?
No.
No, okay.
No.
So you had a good low center of gravity.
Very much so.
You guys could have gone in a sumo, man. Yeah. That would have been awesome.
But then between my eighth grade and freshman year, I actually jumped up 6 inches. So that helped. I stayed about the same weight, and then I finally got to my peak about 6'4", 6'4 and a half. And after that, obviously, I was like, oh, I'm going to be a basketball player. I'm going to be a baseball player, right? Because I played all three sports, football, basketball, and baseball. But after a while, I just was like, you know what? I'm an offensive lineman. I'm not a defensive end, even though that's what I played in high school as well. So I started gaining a little more weight. I think my senior year, I ended up weighing like 285 at the top.
Well, in Linden, is that a 1A school?
2A.
2A. So there probably weren't a lot of 285-pound dudes running around out there, were there? If they were, they probably ate a lot of ice cream.
Yeah. But at our high school, I mean, Linden, we were technically the 2A powerhouse at the time. And we had a lot of kids in my class that were very, very good athletes. I mean, one of our other tackle, our right tackle, actually was 6'5", 265, and he ended up going to Army right out.
Wow.
And then obviously Josh Kraft, our quarterback, went to Portland State. And we had another, like Zach Viss went to Montana.
So you guys had a good team.
Yeah.
The defense and offense, playing both ways, has that mindset helped you as an offensive lineman in terms of getting a little salty from time to time and having, you know, because you're taking a beating. These guys are attacking you. Mm-hmm. But do you use that mindset to improve your play on the O-line?
Yeah, I mean, definitely playing both ways in high school helped me out a lot because, you know, you throw moves on offensive linemen and you go, well, this guy might throw it on me. And then you start looking for tendencies of like, okay, this defensive lineman has a heavy outside leg. Well, if he has a heavy outside leg, he's probably slanting back inside.
So you can see that pre-snap.
Mm-hmm.
See, I used to watch the linemen to see if they were doing the knuckle thing.
Yeah.
And now you guys know that, and you do the knuckle thing, and it's a pass block. It doesn't matter anyway because you're 4 yards downfield.
Yeah.
So that's changed the game. Is that something you've enjoyed, you know, playing? And you've played – have you played center?
No.
You've played guard and tackle, though?
Yes.
Okay. What do you like better?
I like guard a lot better now that I've actually been playing it more. I mean, when I first got here, I was only 300 pounds. So I like tackle a little more because, you know, I wasn't the big dude that was in the middle anymore. But now that I'm weighing like 325 to 330, I definitely like guard a lot more. It's more, you know, tackle, you're you have so much space, right? I mean, we go back to Weber when I played tackle. There's just so much space. That guy can run 5 yards the other way, and there's going to be no one in the way. But if you're at guard, you're in a phone booth. I mean, yeah, you got to block a little bit bigger people. I mean, you're not blocking the 275.
You have to go against JT Tuli in practice all the time. That can't be fun.
Eh.
Oh, it is?
JT doesn't like going against me.
Oh, I like that. How exciting is it coming up on Saturday? You have a chance basically to kind of a separation Saturday deal. You knock Davis off, you win Portland State, you're going to be, you know, co-Big Sky champions. And it doesn't matter, you know, go through all the scenarios with Weber State and all the other ones, who cares? You got to take care of the team in front of you. You got to go 1-0, you know, during the week. Exactly. How excited are you, you know, from an offensive standpoint to have a California team, University of California, Davis are undefeated in conference play, probably should have lost Idaho State, who missed basically an extra point, you know, at the end of the game to beat them, to take them on in Cheney. What does that mean to you, the seniors, all the other guys that have been there, and a chance to kind of leave no doubt?
I mean, it's kind of almost like a dream come true type thing, because you want to prove to the rest of our conference that we are back and we are not going to leave any doubt this year. We're going to take them on and do the best of our abilities. And we really want to prove, I mean, there's been talk about them having the best offense in the conference, but I mean, you look at what we've done. We're so more, I want to say, dynamic between our pass and our run. And I mean, I haven't really watched much of their offense, so I would,
you don't care.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter. You've got to worry about the defensive guys.
The defense.
How much fun is it to have guys like Gage Goobrood, Eric Barrier? Gage, unfortunately, has, you know, had the injury issue, but you've got EB3 back there now who can go 85 yards, you know, on a scramble and score a touchdown. He's proven that already against Southern Utah. But have the backs that you have and the receivers that you have. How good is this offense?
It's great. I mean, as an offensive lineman, you know, you look out and your back's to the ball 100% of the play until it's in front of you. And just seeing some of the catches and some of the runs that these guys make is insane. And then you put Gage back there who could throw it amazingly and get all this. And then you put EB back there who can throw really well. And, I mean, his legs, man. You miss a block, he's probably going to make that guy miss. And you can get back on top of it. He can, like you said, run 85 yards, and sometimes it doesn't even look like he hits full speed.
Well, it's impressive, too, to watch you guys on film. And after a play, maybe 15 or 20 yards downfield, you'll have all the linemen hustling downfield to, you know, pick off a little DB or a linebacker that's standing around a pile or help guys up. Is that a pride thing? Is that something you guys practice, you know, during the week on? And you get chewed if you don't?
Every day. Every day. It's, you know, oh, why didn't you run down on this play? Why didn't you run down on that play? Or that's really good cover, or that's not as much, you know? And I take it as a big pride thing because, I mean, look at film. Do you see other offensive linemen running downfield to get that block to open up potentially a touchdown block, you know? I mean, we use the thing, get your face in the paper, right?
That's one way to do it.
What's gonna happen if you make a block 20 yards downfield and it spikes open a touchdown? I mean,
how long have you been playing football then? Going back to fourth, fifth grade or before that?
I didn't start playing until eighth grade.
So eighth grade, you started high school, and now you're fifth year senior here at Eastern Washington University. It's gone kind of fast. You know, Larry Weir always asks this when, you know, first of all, what are you majoring in? And then what do you want to do when the football time ends?
So I'm I am technically graduated, but I'm taking one class to be able to play, and I have a recreation management major.
One class?
Yeah, one class on Wednesdays.
What class is that?
It's like a marketing class.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hey, I was a marketing major. Be nice now.
Hey,
okay?
I'm not.
Can't
saying.
Be that easy. So you finish up, you've got your degree. Do you want to go back, maybe get a master's, or do you want to, if you have a chance maybe to play somewhere, would you like to pursue that, or what would you like to do with that degree when you're done?
I mean, your whole goal when you come and play college football is you want to go on and play at the highest level possible. I mean, I'm keeping my options open, but I'm going to see what my body feels like at the end. I mean, having two surgeries on an elbow doesn't really help the factor. And as of like right now, I want to like, I'm looking at a job actually in Cheney, but I mean, it's not a for sure thing yet. You know, I might have an opportunity back home. or I might have an opportunity somewhere else because, I mean, people kind of sleep on the recreation degree, but, I mean, what do people do in their free time?
Absolutely. Exactly. So you're smart. You're figuring that out. I've truly enjoyed watching you, and it's been an awesome career so far for you at Eastern Washington. And let's continue like 4, 5, 6 more games. How's that sound? Would that be okay? Yeah. Would you be good with that?
I'm all the way in. Let's go.
Matt Meyer, thank you very much, sir. When we come back, we're going to talk to Dalen Ledbetter. And Matt Meyer, the senior, is here. We're going to take a break here. You're listening to the Eastern Football Coaches Show live from the M&D at Northern Quest Resort Casino on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield.
What's it mean to be local? What's the value to you? I'm Gus Johnson of Gus Johnson Ford. I'd like to share my thoughts on being local. We're one of the few truly locally owned and operated dealerships selling America's best vehicle wine, Ford. When it comes to American made, Ford is superior. When it comes to community, we're invested. When it comes to accountability, I put my name on it. So when you have a choice to buy a new or used vehicle, choose Gus Johnson Ford, the Ford expert on Auto Row.
Washington Roots, not-for-profit, dedicated to community. That's us. MultiCare. At MultiCare Deaconess Hospital, we've recently opened a new state-of-the-art urology center. At the Deaconess Urology Center, we provide the highest quality comprehensive care you need, including advanced robotic surgery, HD medical imaging, and total prostate care. From the routine to the advanced, our dedicated staff is here for you. Learn more at multicare.org/deaconessurology.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Director's Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
We are motivated. We are dedicated. We are stepping up. We have passion flowing through our veins. We are vital. Inland Northwest Blood Center has joined forces with 127 donation centers across the nation to form Vitalant. By joining forces, we can help more people realize their life-saving potential and make every drop of blood count more. Learn why your donation is so vital at Vitalant.org.
All right, we got a brand new wheat sub here. One grain bread. Do I hear any takers? One grain bread. All right, what about two grain bread? Let me get a taker for 2 grain. What about you, Jimmy John's? It's a firm head shake. No from Jimmy John's. How about three grain sub bread? Three is not enough. How about four grain? Who wouldn't want 4 grains? Jimmy John's, still a no. Let's go 5, 5, 6, 7, 8. Want to make it rain? 8 grain, Jimmy John's, still a no. All right, what about nine grain wheat bread?
Wheat, yeah, we'll take it.
That's Jimmy John's new 9 grain wheat sub. It's going once, going twice, sold.
Try our new 9 grain wheat sub, Jimmy John's. Wheat, yeah, freak, yeah.
For November at Northern Quest, we're giving away a $57,000 No, I'm not being crude. We're just making the prize a mystery. The only way to solve it is to play our Quest for Clues giveaway. You could win up to $5,000 in cash every Monday in November. Plus a shot at that beautiful new So come get one free entry daily and play for even more. Details at northernquest.com.
Coming up this weekend, big ball game, a chance to decide to kind of first place in the Big Sky Conference. Make sure you go to goeagles.com and check out the availability. If this game's not sold out, I'm going to eat my shoe. I'm telling you right now, because it's going to be a great ball game. And also, we're going to be back here again at the M&D at Northern Quest Resort and Casino next Monday night for another coach's show. Fortunately, Larry Weir will be back here. I know all the people in the crowd are going, thank goodness. He's off doing basketball in Syracuse and, of course, another game Friday in Eugene at the University of Oregon. Coach Best has his highlights at 5:30, then the radio show with AB and special guests and yours truly and Larry Weir. But I've got a mea culpa here. I've got to apologize. I've been calling him Dalen. It's Dylan Ledbetter, and I should know better because your dad would come over and punch me in the neck.
There we go.
You know, who's one of my faves, former linebacker, Washington State, and he is one of your biggest fans, buddy. And yeah, he texts me all the time when I'm on the air, and, you know, always, you know, he's looking after you, and if he's not there in person, he's definitely listening and watching. Oh, yeah. And it's got to be pretty cool. But first of all, your junior year defensive line, and how much fun right now are you guys having when you look at the domination in terms of what you're doing? You're taking teams apart.
Yeah.
And they're having a really tough time you know, in terms of scoring, moving the ball, but it just seems that you guys are feeding off each other right now. How much passion, how exciting is it to play football for the Eagles on the defensive side of the ball?
No, we're having a blast. Like you said, it's a lot of fun. We all feed off each other. The front four, our linebackers, our secondary, you know, we feed off each other. We take pride in trying to shut things down one at a time, and we really try to take out teams' favorite play and take out what they do best and try to make them be unorthodox and do things they don't like to do. And we get like last week, we get teams, they try to man protect against us and pass, and they realize they can't do that. So they max pro, send three guys out in routes, and our corners are good enough to, they can take three routes. Our secondary can shut that down all day. And no, we're having a blast. We're having a lot of fun. And each week we're trying to beat what we can do. You know, every week we want to get better and better.
It was interesting because one time you led, you know, the Eagles in tackles in one game. JT Tuli did it. Ocho did it last week, who had a phenomenal game.
Yeah, he played great.
He is really good play. And there was one play that I saw he made where he blitzed. The quarterback dropped about 7-8 yards behind the line of scrimmage, got a hand on him, jammed him, and then he threw the ball, and he retracked probably 12 yards and made the tackle downfield. As good an individual effort as I've seen in an awfully long time. When you see guys like that flying around, especially on film, what does that do for you?
It's awesome. Like you said, Ojo's special talent, and he's got a lot left. He can run with everybody. He's special. But like you said, when you see other teams look at our film, you see JT running 30 yards downfield getting on a tackle, or you see other D linemen running downfield making plays. It's scary. I mean, when you have guys who are unaccounted for coming back and making plays, that's when forced fumbles happen, and that's when good things happen. And when teams look at that, I mean, there's not much you can do about it. And we take pride in it. It's a big thing for us. We take a lot of pride in that.
Six sacks. You had two of those from the corner on corner blitzes.
That was awesome.
But you've also had three scoop and scores this year, two of them defensive linemen. So are you kind of licking your chops hoping you see a ball on the ground? You're not going to pull a hamstring or anything trying to, you know, stride it out there, are you? And if you do score and you get in the end zone, Coach AB always wants you to go over and give him a football. But are you going to shake a move?
I'm going to do something. We'll do something fun in the end zone. But I don't know. We've always talked about it, like blocking a kick or something. I always tell Zuzi or Josh or D'Lo, if we block a kick and I scoop it, I'm going to have to pitch it to him. I don't know if I'm going to go 85.
Well, don't underestimate your skills. You came out of O'Day High School in Seattle, which is one of the, you know, the premier schools on the west side over there. And those darn Jesuits, they know how to get after it. When you were getting recruited, what other schools looked at you and recruited you coming out of high school? What opportunities did you have?
I had first offer was Idaho. And
a good decision on that one.
Yeah.
So nice move.
But Eastern Washington, UNLV, Army, and Portland State, and then talking to the Montana schools. But I committed here pretty early, and it was just the family feel. Like all the other places, I didn't feel at home. It didn't feel right. And when I came on my visit, and even with Coach Best telling me I was going to play center for him, which I told him, no way.
That didn't make you very happy, did it?
No, I just laughed, and he thought it was funny, but he wasn't joking. He tried. But no, it was just special. This special place, and I could feel what it was all about, and I knew that this was this place for me.
I noticed your finger. If you could see it, it's broken and bent down. I mean, it's going to require a little bit of surgery. They call that the Dick Zorn, by the way, because he's got that double finger thing going
one,
there.
Yeah.
And you did that 3 years ago. Tell us what happened on that thing, because that's pretty nasty looking. And if you were a pitcher, you would throw a wicked knuckleball with that.
It just happened one play, and looked down at my hand, and I realized my finger wasn't straight, and I thought I dislocated it. They said no, and I was like, all right, whatever. And it's just, I just taped these two together and deal with it. You know, it's not a big deal.
People talk about pain, and you know, you deal with a lot of pain when you play football, and you're coming up on week 10 now, but that doesn't include the, you know, all the offseason training, whether it's winter conditioning, spring ball, which nobody likes. It's great for the coaches, not so much for the players, especially a starter, because you're trying to fend off everybody else. Then all the summer conditioning, then summer ball, and then you roll into the season. How is your body holding up, and how do you maintain, you know, kind of all the bumps and bruises that you get throughout the season? What's kind of your routine after a game?
I just ice bath, you know, take what I have to do, but we have a great strength staff, great people who have us doing the right things, our workouts throughout the season, you know, taking care of our bodies and all the acupuncture, chiropractic work, you know, everything you can do. And the more you play, the more things start adding up. But I mean, like I said, we have great people who know what they're doing, and they have us all set for a long season.
I did chiropractor and a lot of ice baths, but with the acupuncture, do you look like a porcupine?
Yeah.
They have so many little needles and pins in there.
And then every week it's somewhere new, my shoulder, my back, my neck, whatever. And
have they ever left one in and you kind of
actually, I found one the other day.
Seriously, can you get cable with that? I mean, that'd be kind of neat, a little extra deal there.
No, the other day I was at home and I looked down, I saw something on the ground. I picked it up and it was a needle in my room. And I was like, oh, I told the lady and she just laughed. But it was,
she snickered.
Yeah.
Did she give you a free, free appointment the next time?
I hope so. Hopefully.
Does that actually help you?
I think it does. I mean, if I do everything I can, everything possible to be the best I can on Saturday, and Coach Best has a great practice plan. You know, everything we're doing is leading up to Saturday to be the freshest, the most ready we can be. And I think it helps. I think everything helps.
Who's been the person you've looked up to the most, you know, in terms of the defensive line or your position in terms of whether it's a coach or a former player or somebody in front of you? Who have you taken inspiration from?
JT. I would say JT. Just me and JT are really good friends. We get along, obviously, really well. But I just admire his work ethic, and he, being a guy who's so talented and he's got a lot going for him, he takes nothing for granted, and he works every day. He works his ass off, and it's good. It's nice to see. And me, I take pride in my hard work and the work I put into things, because I'm not the biggest guy, I'm not the strongest guy, but I do what I can and I use what I have. And so just seeing JT over the years and how hard he works, it's what I like to see.
A lot of people, we talked about the statistics, 21 of the last 23 years, Eastern's had a winning record, which is impressive.
Yeah.
Shooting for a 10th Big Sky Championship, a 13th FCS appearance. You have a huge game on Saturday.
Yeah.
How jacked up are you going to be? It's also 28 seniors that you're basically saying goodbye to in terms of the last regular season game. Mm-hmm. Does that add a little extra kick in your step, knowing that those guys have done so much to get you this position to go out and play hard?
For sure. We're going to do everything we can to get them as many games as we can, you know. And there's so many guys, all these seniors put in so much work and they put in so much time to this program, and we're going to do what we have to do to get them as many games as possible. And we're ready for the challenge. Our defense is ready. This is what we're built for. We're ready for this.
I always get Larry always asks the question, you know, when you're done playing football, you know, what would you like to do with your life, and what are you studying right now at Eastern Washington University?
I'm studying exercise science, preoccupational therapy.
Nice.
And it's something interesting to me, but coaching would always be something I would like to do. I mean, I love this game. And
would you like to do it at the high school, college level, or even something past that?
Any level. I mean, any level, starting anywhere and see where it goes. But this is I couldn't see myself walking away and never coming back to this game. So
do you want to have an opportunity maybe to play at the next level? And there's a couple of spring leagues coming up, the CFL, the NFL. There's a lot of opportunity out there. Is that something you would like to pursue professionally?
Oh, for sure. Like Matt said earlier, this when you play this game and you make the decision to play college football, I mean, it's something you have your dreams set out to be. And I'm going to play until they tell me no more. You know, I'm going to do everything I can. And until they say hang it up, I'll do everything possible.
That's the Peter principle. You play the level of your incompetence, and both your dad and I can attest to that for sure.
Yeah.
So, Dylan, thank you so very much for joining us. Great to talk to you. Love the way you play, and have yourself a great game on Saturday. Yep. Keep the defense doing. You guys are doing incredible stuff. 32 years, they haven't had a defense that's held teams under the point level that you guys have done, and expect to see another great game on Saturday.
For sure.
Dylan Ledbetter, folks, great job here. We'll be back. We're going to talk to AB and that little scrimmage coming up on Saturday. You're listening to the Eagles Coaches Show live from the M&D at Northern Quest Resort Casino on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield.
For November at Northern Quest, we're giving away a $57,000 No, I'm not being crude. We're just making the prize a mystery. The only way to solve it is to play our Quest for Clues giveaway. You could win up to $5,000 in cash every Monday in November. Plus a shot at that beautiful new So come get one free entry daily and play for even more. Details at northernquest.com.
It's not just working together. Numerica's about bringing people together.
Seems every time I hear about a community event, Numerica's right there, making it happen.
When we came to Numerica, our credit was a disaster. They got us in our first vehicle. We even have business accounts with them now.
I was using payday loans just to get by. They helped me budget. Now I'm debt-free.
They're the first people we call whenever we need assistance.
Flexible loans, easy mobile banking, interest-earning SQL checking. Find everything you need to live well at numericacu.com.
At your neighborhood Yokes, Fresh is about more than providing nature's best products at a fair price. It's a commitment to sourcing high-quality foods from area farms and making them available to you at the peak of perfection. It's a promise to respect our environment by finding innovative ways to offer a greener shopping experience. And it's remaining a locally focused, 100% employee-owned store, so you always know where your food and your grocer comes from. Yokes Fresh Market. Not just fresh, fresh forward.
The Papa John's Extra Large Pizza Deal means you can share a delicious extra large pie with more people. Like who, you ask? Well, you can share it with your friends and their friends and their friends. You can share it with Becky from work and Kevin from working out, the neighbors on your block, that lady around the corner, the guy up the road, the girl down the street, and the people just across the table. Your family. For just $10, enjoy an extra large two-topping pizza and add a 2-liter Pepsi for just $2 more. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Prices and participation may vary. Taxes, tip, and delivery fee extra.
Sports fans, you don't like being sick or injured. That's why MultiCare Indigo Urgent Care is opening 3 new locations to treat your minor illnesses and injuries. North Spokane, South Hill, and Spokane Valley. Easy to walk in or schedule appointments online. Friendly staff who greet you and guide you through your visit. Exceptionally fast service that respects your time. Indigo Urgent Care, a better way to get better. Learn more at indigourgentcare.com.
Spokane International Airport is a proud sponsor of Eastern Washington University Athletics. The airport connects Eastern fans and alums to major centers throughout the West, with 60 daily departures provided by 6 major airlines. For real-time flight arrival and departure information, go to SpokaneAirports.net. The Spokane International Airport provides complimentary Wi-Fi internet, plus 11 food outlets and 7 retail stores. Parking options range from a wait-free cell phone lot and hourly parking for short visits to numerous surface lots and covered garage parking for longer stays.
Well, welcome back to the M&D here. This has been kind of fun. I've enjoyed this Kosher show. We've had a couple of really nice guests, and now we have to go back to AB and talk to him again. So I guess it's only appropriate since it is your show. But don't forget, the football team will host University of California Davis this Saturday. It's senior day out at Roos Field, so make sure you check out the tickets. They're still available. Go to Eagles.com for information. Don't be that stupid. Read the darn thing.
Where's Paul when we need him?
Yeah, I know. The pregame show starts at noon, kickoff at 1 o'clock on the Eagle Sports Network live from Learfield. Don't forget also, Larry Weir will bring you the first basketball game of the year as the Eagles travel back to Syracuse and take on Syracuse team back in the Carrier Dome. That'll be an interesting test. And then, of course, pregame is at 3:30, a 4 o'clock tip on 700 ESPN 105.3 FM. And then they'll come back. Another nice little trip back to Eugene. They'll play basketball Saturday or Friday night in Eugene against University of Oregon. And so kind of a tough early season test for Shantae and company, but I'm sure it'll be awesome. Well, let's talk about Davis. It's here. It's the 10th game of the season. You guys are basically a game behind. They're 6-0 in Big Sky Conference play. They gave Stanford a run for their money. Stanford kind of, you know, creeped out a couple of touchdowns in the fourth quarter to pull away from them. They absolutely took apart a San Jose State team, which was the first FCS over FBS win on the season. Dan Hawkins has got this offense rolling right now. They're playing really good. You got 3 teams tied at second between you, Weber State, and Idaho State at 5-1. And, Coach, this is one of those games that Eastern has always had excellent success in November. It's just been that staple where the Eagles, when they've been able to get to the postseason, have really kind of been able to grind out wins. This is a huge game. This is a game that if you win, you kind of control your destiny going into the last game of the season. If you lose, then you're kind of on the outside looking in. And I know that's a fan thing and that's a broadcast thing. But as a coach, what are the things are you going to need to do, you know, this week with regards to your team to have them ready to play a pretty darn good Davis Aggie team coming into town?
Well, I think at the end of the day, we talk about every week. It's Saturdays don't happen because you practiced average Sunday through Friday. The body of work done on Saturday is a direct correlation with what you've done up to that point as far as preparation. And what I mean by that isn't just the X's and O's. It's like Dylan Ledbetter said about taking care of your body, taking care of schoolwork, make sure you get your lifts in, make sure you're eating correctly, sleep habits. And once those things become habit at the beginning of the year, they are easier to do at the middle and at the end of the year. In November, when you play meaningful games, we've played a ton of meaningful games. over the last 20 years here at Eastern Washington, it allows yourself to be a little bit more fresh mentally, knowing that you have a chance at something that a lot of teams don't have a chance at. And so we've been very fortunate with you know, the November piece with the teams we've had. We've had a lot of great teams in the past, and we're about finishing. And the student athletes have given themselves a great opportunity in front of them to have a chance at a successful season. And we've taken the season one game at a time, like we always have. We always will. No game is bigger than the next one. The next game is always the biggest game, whether it's the first game of the year or the 10th game of the year, which is upon us on Saturday. So they've got a great outfit, great head coach, very experienced head coach, but all starts with a quarterback. No matter who you play, that's where it started. Doesn't always end there, but if you got a quarterback, no matter what system you're playing, especially if he's as good as Jake Mayer is, you've got a chance to score points and keep people off balance. So we've got a good team on our hands on Saturday.
He's leading the league in touchdowns and percentage and yards, and he has a young man named Keelan Doss, is as good looking in an NFL prospect as I've seen in a long time coming out of the Big Sky Conference. Had a phenomenal game last year, made a couple of catches where he was horizontal and had two guys on him, was still able to catch the ball, and he had another 100-yard game and a couple of touchdowns last week in the win. And you know, they're playing well, but I just love the fact that the Eagles get to take these guys on the red in Roos Field. And is this a kind of game where the fans can really help you get behind the Eagles and you know, take some things away from them with noise and so forth?
Well, we always love to play in front of our home fans, and the louder the better. The more headaches, you know, Lynn Hickey has and her staff have, you know, going into Saturdays, the better. Those are the good problems to have when, you know, people are bickering over seats, or do we have extra tickets, or can we do this? Those are great arguments. Those are the things we want. But that's been built up over time, not only by the players, the administration, but also the fans. And the fans don't get enough credit for a lot of our success on the red field. We play the same game, whether it's home or away, but it's a little bit more special in front of your family, in front of your friends, in front of Eagle Nation, and especially on Senior Day, which adds another element to it. It's just exciting. It's just, there's no feeling like it playing in front of your faithful, those people that back you week in and week out, wins, losses, ties, ups, downs, ins, outs. There's no better feeling in sports than to play in front of your home fans, and Eagle Nation has not let us down for a long time now. So we come out in herds, in droves, and back these guys, because they do it for Eagle Nation, certainly, and we like to represent the university as well as the athletic program to the highest that we can.
Congratulations on what's been a great season. Week 10, you're right there. The opportunities are right in front of Eastern Washington University. Great win last week, 48-13 over the University of Northern Colorado, and an exciting game, basically game of the week in the FCS this week. 1 o'clock kickoff at Roos Field, 12 o'clock pregame. You can hear it on 700 ESPN, 105.3 FM. AB, thank you so much for your time.
Appreciate it.
Great
Paul.
Job tonight,
well
buddy.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be back and finish up our show. You've been listening to the Eastern Eagles Coaches Show live from the M&D at Northern Quest Resort Casino on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield.
Coors Light, established in 1978 and born in the Rockies, where the only thing more refreshing than your current adventure is what's next. It's why Coors Light is lagered cold for a lighter, crisper taste. Filtered cold to ensure brilliance, clarity, and brightness. And packaged cold for peak refreshment. Because those who thirst for more deserve nothing less than the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Light. 2018 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
At your neighborhood Yolks, Fresh is about more than providing nature's best products at a fair price. It's a commitment to sourcing high-quality foods from area farms and making them available to you at the peak of perfection. It's a promise to respect our environment by finding innovative ways to offer a greener shopping experience. And it's remaining a locally focused, 100% employee-owned store, so you always know where your food and your grocer comes from. Yolks Fresh Market. Not just fresh, fresh forward.
Pape Machinery, Agriculture, and Turf is a proud sponsor of Eastern Washington University Athletics. With 19 convenient Pape Machinery locations throughout the West, you're never too far from the high-quality equipment and attachments you need for maximum uptime. Backed by consistent, quality customer service, we're with you every step of the way. To learn more about our current specials, visit us in-store or online at papemachinery.com.
A football game, a movie, a night out downtown. Wherever you're going, Uber is the ultimate in transportation. Never worry about parking, finding a ride, or arriving on time again. Download the app, register for free, and ride in style. Anytime, anywhere. And we have you covered when it comes to getting from point A to point B with Uber. Use code GOEAGS and get $10 off your first ride. Uber is your ride to anywhere. Get the app and get around easier.
From Cape Elva on the coast to the farmlands of Fairfield, from way up in Blaine to way down in Camas, when you play Washington's Lottery, all of Washington wins. Last year, lottery winners took home $423 million. $127 million went to education. Local retailers received $34 million, and $12 million went to stadiums and exhibition centers. This is all made possible by lottery players just like you.
Numbers rounded, must be 18 or older to purchase. Statistics and figures are from the 2017 Washington's Lottery Comprehensive Annual Financial Report.
College football fans, you can sleep easy tonight. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code COLLEGEFB and get great discounts throughout the website. They have pillows, bed sheets, mattresses, and even a bed for your pet. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code COLLEGEFB and save big on great products today. Again, that's MyPillow.com and use promo code COLLEGEFB.
Well, welcome back. We'll be back here at the M&D at Northern Quest Resort Casino next Monday night for another Coach's Show. Join Larry Weir, myself, Coach Aaron Best. He has film highlights at 5:30, then the radio show with Coach Best and player guests following at 6 o'clock. The Eagle men's basketball team start their 2018-19 season at Syracuse. Pregame will start tomorrow at 3:30 with tip just after 4 p.m. here on 700 ESPN, 105.3 FM. Larry will bring you all the action. And make sure you check out the football team. They're hosting UC Davis this Saturday. It's senior day. 28 seniors are going to be honored at Roos Field. Tickets are still available. Make sure you go to eagles.com for more information. GoEags.com for more info. The pregame show starts at noon. Kickoff just after 1 o'clock on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield. I'd like to thank Matt Meyer, the senior offensive lineman, Dylan Ledbetter, the junior defensive lineman, Aaron Best, of course, for all his great work, and Steve Pry. This has been the Eastern Eagle Coaches Show live from the M&D at Northern Quest Resort and Casino on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield.
On the Eagles Sports Network from Learfield, you've been listening to the EWU Football Coaches Show, presented by Northern Quest Resort and Casino. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Eagles Sports Network.
Listen, weekdays from...
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on Auto Trader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on Auto Trader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.